Hello and welcome to Sourcecast. I'm Joey Lombardi. This week we're going to talk about jockeying for position. I wanted to say it was underdogs scrapping it out and trying to get what's theirs, but it's not. This is not a situation where underdogs are fighting for the top position. We are talking about a situation where wealthy, known companies are using those resources to get into other areas where they think they're going to draw revenue in the next few years. We're going to see examples where Amazon is taking on IBM, Google is taking on Amazon, HP is just trying to get their name out there. So no, we're not going to celebrate the underdogs this week. We're actually watching a Fortune 500 fight go down, a schoolyard fight. Get your popcorn. It's time to start the show. I'm kicking it off with IBM this week. Amazon is coming out and they're saying that they actually have machine learning protocols. They're not saying it's AI. They're not calling it corporate intelligence. They're calling it machine learning. But they're definitely going after the Watson market. Specifically, what they're saying is that Amazon offers a simplified platform for developers who want to start working with machine learning without a lot of stress or specialized tools or investment. Investment in air quotes. The quote continues to say, "Typical machine learning has required developers to have a lot of specialized training and require businesses who want to use and invest in these tools to specialize in algorithms and the hardware to support extremely large data sets." So Amazon is saying that their infrastructure and cloud platform is easy to use, it's accessible for people, and it's much easier to use than clearly IBM. Now for the last few months, it's been going on for a year. They have been acquiring companies. They have been making initiatives to make the Watson platform more accessible and easier to use. They've been offering free environments where developers can go in and test and try to learn how to use the platform. IBM also announced this week that they are putting Apple's Swift open source programming language in the cloud. Apple just made it open source, so now they are encouraging developers to go out there to develop enterprise apps for iOS devices, and there is absolutely a Watson component to that. So I don't know if it's easy to use. I haven't developed in it, but they're certainly trying to make it more accessible to people, and Amazon seems to be zoning in on the same concept. There's another dark horse in this race, and it's Google. Google clearly uses some kind of AI algorithm or predictive algorithm for searches. As you're using Google, it's predicting what you're about to type. But they're working on other applications, specifically in video and audio. I don't know how to describe it. It has a really trippy effect. When videos have been processed and rendered through this AI tool that Google's been using, it has a very trippy effect. I'll leave a link or maybe a video attached in the blog post. It's very odd, and I'm not quite sure what the end goal is, but it re-renders video and it analyzes it, and it gives you this visual output as a result. I think there's marketing implications to it because you can insert product where it didn't exist before in the video. Speaking of Google, they're trying to reestablish their dominance in the cloud space. From an enterprise level, people may not think of them as an option, but they're trying to change opinions. Google's always been out there in the cloud. Google Docs, Google Apps for businesses or for schools and students. There are a lot of students who probably use that over Microsoft Word. They're trying to take business away from Amazon and thus IBM and Microsoft. A recent Forrester report states that Google does not break out their cloud revenue separately when reporting results. But at a recent event, the firm said that it thinks that the cloud revenue from Google will surpass its sales from online advertising in 5 years, and it aims to be referenced as a cloud company by 2020. Amazon is going to have problems. Getting back to IBM for 1 second, I found an interesting post this week. IBM in the last 12 months has spent $84 billion. Where does that $84 billion go? Well, $65.9 billion were attributed to expenses. What those expenses are? Not quite sure, but there were acquisitions this year. IBM paid $3.6 billion in taxes. There was a net income of $14.3 billion remaining, which is about 17%. Of that 17%, they spent $4.8 billion paying dividends. They bought back stock. They bought about $3.6 billion of stock. And then of the remaining 17%, they retained the rest, which is about 7%. I thought that was pretty interesting. And somewhere in those profits, they had to pay Bob Dylan to do a Watson commercial, which is on the blog. It's pretty weird. I wanted to follow up on a few comments I made on last week's blog. I made a few comments about both HP companies, and in the subsequent week, there's been a few articles that have sort of confirmed my points. There was a post on the IT Business Edge blog that details the sad story of HP printers and how HP has effectively known for the last 4 decades that there was going to be a drop in the printer business, and they've done nothing to get in front of it or to help usher in the new technology that replaced it, whether it be e-ink or tablets or whatever. They just kept riding it out. And now they're in a situation where people are buying less printers, and it's a declining business. HP Inc. is also, in their manufacturing consumer products division, they're getting out of producing low-cost Android tablets, which echoes something that I said last week. They're trying to produce strictly premium, expensive tablets. I made the comments last week about the laptop market and how Microsoft is effectively going to start producing their own products, which people will probably gravitate towards, and it's going to be harder for the third parties and the resellers to get product out there. The same is happening now with the Android market. The low-cost tablets, they're getting out of it. There's no profit margin for them. They're not selling the volume that they need to make it profitable. So they're going for a premium view. But unless they partner with Google, and Google has the marketing engine behind it, who are they selling these products to? Maybe an enterprise level, but it hasn't worked in the past. They've been selling tablets for 5 years. No one's gravitated towards HP tablets. I'm rooting for them. I want to see what happens. I want to see if they can make something happen in the tablet market. Maybe there's an opportunity for them. The other HP company, HP Enterprises, we talked last week that HPE and Microsoft announced a partnership where HPE would sell Azure cloud services. The market has responded well. There's an article that states that HPE is projecting a one-year target price of $15.15 per share. And analysts are saying that this is on the back of this Azure announcement with Microsoft. Speaking of Microsoft, they overtook IBM in one critical evaluative category. Microsoft now has the most buggy software, which has overtaken IBM, who has been on the list and has been number one on the list for the last 15 years. Why Microsoft is so buggy is apparently because of the Flash and Internet Explorer vulnerabilities. So it's not core operating system vulnerabilities. However, there were 35 Flash vulnerabilities listed in August in Windows 8 and upwards. So Microsoft, number one. Running out the news this week, I wanted to mention that even Splunk, to keep with my theme, has a competitor nipping at their ankles. There's a startup called Rokana that used Splunk products specifically for team operations and data center information. And they felt that the Splunk tools needed a lot of configuration to get the right information. So they went out and they developed their own tool, similar to Splunk, but something that has a data center focus. They're trying to carve into Splunk's market share and what they do well and try to beat them at their own game. Again, that company's name is Rokana. And how can I end the week without mentioning Dell? Last week we talked about, and I should say every week we talk about, the Dell acquisition, the Dell merger. Last week I mentioned an article that stated that Michael Dell said that he would not sell off EMC. And it was unclear what was going to happen with the existing Dell companies and assets. Well, there's another article this week. Quest and SonicWall are about to be sold off. Rumors were flying on Wednesday that Dell is potentially soliciting buyout firms KKR, Thoma Bravo, and Vista Equity Partners as potential buyers of those software assets. I will continue to report on these developments as they come through the news. And that's a good spot to end this week. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.